Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Best Bits of Help I Sexted My Boss Series 7.
Now, the bonus episode, it comes out on a Friday. It's shorter, but it's still very exclusive and I think still incredibly funny, because when we were putting these together, quite a lot of the moments that stuck out in my head were actually all from weekend releases.
The 8th series of Help I Sexted My Boss will be here next Tuesday. That's the 29th of June. Put that date in your calendar. We can't wait to come back.
But this episode is all about playing some of our favourite moments from the bonuses of Series 7. And quite frankly, nothing else really happened in Series 7 bonuses other than us talking to ZZ Stralin, Mary Poppins on stage, who, going back into the West End on the 7th of August, yes, I will be there on first night. Here is how I reacted to the very sweet interview that Ben and Jordan set up for me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you, ZZ.
Speak to you soon.
See you later. Bye-bye. Ah! Go on, let it out. Go on, get it all out. Ah! Oh! So, how are you feeling?
I've already cried once on this podcast when we came to the end of the Castle series. I don't feel I can cry again. I've got to be more than a one-trick pony.
William, you have just spoke to Mary Poppins herself.
Spoken.
Do you know what? Shove it up your fucking arse. I've just tried to... I've sent emails and DMs. I've got Ben running round all week pestering me, and then you have to correct me like that. Shove it up right up your arse. Try to do something nice and you still have to bloody correct me. You can piss right off. And I'm sorry, because I'm not allowed to swear anymore because my mum listens. But I try to do something nice and it gets thrown back in my face.
Jordan, Ben, thank you very much for arranging that. You have made a 31-year-old homosexual very happy.
Oh, just hearing that again and your reaction to meeting actual Mary Poppins. See, I am good to you sometimes.
You are good, and I'm looking forward to actually meeting Mary Poppins, which will be the next step.
The next bit that we want to play for you is from the bonus episode 4. This is where we got to hear William's diary for the first time, and it is gold.
So here's the first entry. This was March 2013. Had Hattie, Daryl and Jordan round for tea. Made cucumber sandwiches and tea loaf. Presented each offering on a plate with some floral decoration. Sent a photo of the display to my mother, who replied asking which animals I was entertaining. They invited me out for a drink immediately following tea. Not really how return hospitality works, but we went to Zinc next to Urbis. Was very empty and quiet. Bliss. Great. Okay, so far so good. So reading back this diary, I don't really like myself. Filmed this afternoon for Jordan's showreel. Lots of jokes and good lines, but I panic I may have pulled focus a little bit rather than letting Jordan's talent shine through.
You remember that? I've had a showreel. Basically, I don't want to be patronising, but those of you who don't know it, a showreel is kind of bits of you on the telly. It's like a, it's a, It's a demo of you, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's only taken me what?
Yeah, you got no work off the back of the showreel that we made, but you know, it's fine. We had fun.
No, it was pigging awful, and I got ripped off for it.
I remember you came round to my flat, and we did a how to set a table demonstration. And clearly, I thought I was considerably better than you, so I'm so sorry. But then I put here, Jordan then...
You are such a bitch.
Jordan then treated me to dinner at Carluccio's.
Did I?
Apparently, according to this, you did.
Oh, I remember that. We did. We went for an Italian.
Would you like some more? This was the following year.
Yeah, go on.
I decided to see if my old friend Jordan was available. He used to live with Hattie and Daryl, but has since moved with his work to Preston. He is a presenter of a weekday drive time radio programme on Rock FM. And I'm really sorry about this.
You're such a...
Quite how he got such a prestigious and regular gig after so many career lows, we are not sure.
I thought we were friends! What do you mean, career low?
His lowest point was falling asleep during his former morning slot, leaving dead air for 42 minutes.
I was pissed.
This was not the first time this has happened, but it was the longest. Jordan is also not known for his reliability, but I took a punt and texted him the week before. I said that it may be a bit of a trek to come down just for a two-course kitchen supper, but if he was free next Sunday, would he like to come? His reply, "Sounds great, just tell me where and when," was not heartening. After a few texts during the week leading up to the event, arrangements were sorted.
Is that when I drove for the first time in my car?
Possibly.
I had a car with my face on the back and the name on the side of it that said, "The Home Run with Jordan North."
Well.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, I'm sorry for being such a cow. Again, I'm very, very sorry for how a previous version of William wrote about some of his friends, in particular you.
I think we should get these diaries published.
There's not enough, really, to publish. You've got to, like, do 5 years solid, and I've only done a couple.
You know, yeah, we can make the rest up, you know. Pinch yourself. Next up, also from our weekend release, episode 4, is me getting... How can I put this? I didn't get my words mixed up, but it came out wrong.
Like so many things before. This is from Paula, and this is the running northerner who wrote about getting too close to a particular old lady a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And you did a flattering impression of, Jordan.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Hi, lads. By way of an update, I was running past the same bit of 2-metre-wide pathway in southwest London last week, and there were two blokes on one side of the path and one on the other side standing having a natter. Pre-incident, I would normally have run straight between them, figuring it was too low risk for everyone. However, heeding Jordan's advice to always give 2 metres where possible, I decided to mince through the muddy, waterlogged field right in front of them to give them space, and then rejoin the pathway to continue my run. You will not believe this. They shouted after me. "That was a bit of an overreaction, love. You could have run between us. FFS. You can't win. The moral of the story is we all need to be a bit more patient and kinder to each other than usual at the moment. In saying that, whilst I did calmly carry on, when I was a bit further away, I muttered bell ends to myself.
Oh, brilliant. I love a good bell end. I love... It's a proper northern swear word.
That was a very strong episode, because in that episode, bonus 4, there was my diary, and I love your reaction to how much of a cow I was to you, and then there was that little classic Jordan not really sort of processing what's coming out of the mouth.
Can I just stress again that a good bell end, like calling some, like someone just... Saying bellend is a really good underrated swear word. I bellend.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Next up, the weekend release, episode 6. We finally got to the bottom of my world record attempt.
And as we mentioned in our first best of earlier on this week, the jumping plane came back in the weekend release, and it was all sort of explained by your old form teacher, Mrs. Edwards. Okay, so I still don't get the plane jumping up and down, because what Mrs. Edwards has said here is Jordan mentioned about going to BAE Systems and jumping up and down in front of a plane.
Yeah.
So it was so you that was jumping, not the plane.
No, and the plane was
how
jumping
is a
behind
plane
us.
How does a plane
because
jump?
Because it's a Harrier jet. That's what they do. They set off on jet carriers, on the big ships. They set off by jumping up. That's how they set off. They were designed for that, and the idea was to see if we could get a load of kids and this jet at the same time to jump and to see if it would make like a mini earthquake.
Is this where your fear of flying comes from?
Probably, but I do remember it, and I'm so glad she got back in touch, because I thought I was going mad. And obviously, because I've been to that many schools, I don't really speak. There's only a couple of lads I still speak to from Carhill. So, oh, she's mad, Miss Edwards. Jackie, I can't call.
You're still in touch with the plane?
thanks so much for getting in touch. Oh, 2001, that was. That's how long ago that was. It was my first week of high school. I remember it. That happened, and then 9/11. What? When, just to clarify, we're not I am so glad Mrs. Edwards got back in touch and emailed us, because I actually thought for a minute I was going a bit, like, part of me thought, am I making this up? Did it actually happen? But I'm so glad it did. And I'm so glad that she got in touch. And this is a great example of what the bonus episode is all about. What's up next, William?
Well, next up is, again, in the long history of things that Jordan North has confused, probably my favourite, where you confused one glamorous celebrity with another, but from very different walks of life. Oh, Ben, are we doing this other question you text me?
Why am I never in on anything anymore? Seriously, I feel like, what's her name? That film I watched where they give her up and downers and just roll her on stage. She performs and then put her back to bed. Judith Chalmers.
Judith Chalmers?
You know what I mean? Judy Garland. Ha ha ha! could get them. You know who I meant. Hi, I'm Judy Garland.
Renee Zellweger is. Wish you were here.
Hi, I'm Judy Garland, and we wish you were here.
I think Ben's too young to know who Judith the Charmers was.
Or Judy Garland, to be fair. I mean, it's easy to get Judith Chalmers and Judy Garland mixed up, isn't it?
Oh, yes. One presented a television holiday programme in the 90s. The other one was Dorothy.
Right, next up is the weirdest correspondence we had in the bonus episode. I want to tread carefully here because I don't want to upset the person that wrote this. But basically, a G&D diva found some fan fiction about me online, and I think you should just listen to it again in all its very, very strange and toe-curling glory.
Oh my God.
What?
I'm just skimming through the pages. As the soap stars Bev and Shane headed off to compete in an assigned challenge, Jordan and Annabelle had taken their Mew Mew-covered forms back to the sleeping quarters to get changed. The Northman slipped on his clean pair of trousers, taking a seat on the edge of his bed before he watched Annabelle pull off her Mew Mew. I don't know what that is. Leaving her in her thermal leggings and sports bra. His eyes ran over her figure and the curve of her waist. His eyes ran over her figure and the curve of her waist before he held out his arms and called her over. Annabelle smiled before making her way to the topless man, giggling wildly when he pulled her down on top of him.
I've gone cold. This is weird.
Jordan grinned cheekily at the girl as their skin brushed against one another, leaving their hearts beating wildly and pulses rising. I think I like this new position. I bet you do, she muttered teasingly. She could feel his trousers against her own after all. Her hand traced over his chest before luring her fingers to his stomach that had lost the ounces of baby fat he once had. She gives and she takes. You're getting a six-pack, am I? He gasped in excitement, looking down at his own stomach. Bloody hell, I've never seen that before. The pair sat up in the lookout tower. Annabelle's head rested on Jordan's shoulder as he toyed with her fingers. Thank God it said fingers. The comfortable silence they relished in was broken softly as the Northman spoke. I know we haven't actually been on a date or anything, but I feel like I've known you my whole life. Annabelle smiled as she lifted her head to look at him. I know what you mean. Is it crazy? He turned to face her. To feel so strongly about someone you've only just met. If it is, then I am. I love you, Jordan North.
Oh, God. Wow. I'm sorry. That's a lot to take in.
I wonder if there's been any further chapters written in that story of Jordan North and Annabelle Roberts.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a look. Have you come to terms with all of that, or are you still feeling a little bit sort of sick inside?
No, I'm auditioning for the role as me for the film next week, actually. So, yeah.
That'll probably go to Joel Dommett. Can you imagine if you did actually go for... You went for an audition to play yourself in your own film? And they go, you know, imagine if they make a film of Help I Sexed My Boss, and they go, no, we'll get Joel Dommett and Joe Lycett to do it, thank you very much.
And if Joe Lycett can't do it, they could get Tom Allen to do you as well, couldn't they?
Who would play producer Ben? I mean, Harry Styles in Ben's head, but obviously budget.
The guy who plays Smeagol from the Lords of the Rings. My precious. Or Dobby the Elf from Harry Potter. We could get Dobby the Elf. He's got the same arms as Ben.
No, but and the dobbies, I think, are bigger.
What's the next bit?
Our final clip of the best of our bonus, the best of our boni, what's plural, is from the episode where we finally got together in a park and we hadn't seen each other for months and months, and like everybody else, and what fun we had.
So we're out here in Green Park, socially distanced, the first time I've seen the boys in ages.
Yes, this year, I think, maybe.
So, yeah, shall we... What we're doing?
Well, have you brought any of your baked goods?
Yeah, so you told me...
This homemade pumpkin pie, where everything was shot
for. You told me to bring munchettes, so I've brought some...
Right, these... Jordan's just handed me... Are these homemade?
No.
These are Tesco 2 Scotch eggs, meaty and golden.
Oh.
It's got my name all over it.
I brought... William's had a drink. I brought some...
Pork pie. I'm not going anywhere near your pork pie.
The Eastmans as well, so if you go to Tesco's, they're the cheap ones.
Oh, right.
You know, like they do Creamfields, the cheese.
No idea,
yeah,
no.
That's Eastmans pork pies.
Exclusively at Tesco. Are you contractually obliged to give me these?
No. Got gin tins.
More gin tins. Yeah. Marvellous.
And you can never...
I love the fact... Look at these. They say, very boldly, plastic tray removed, but they're still wrapped in plastic. I mean, it's hardly much of a...
It's better, though. We're getting there.
Oh, you brought your wet wipes?
Yeah, you can never...
What
not
are they
need...
for?
What do you mean?
After we finish recording.
Well, it's just because you never need them in case you get caught short and you have to go in a bush.
I'm not going in a bush.
No, I would never poo outside. But you never know.
Thanks. Good to know.
So some wet wipes. And I've got my pumpkin pie.
Oh, right. Okay.
Have you got yours?
I brought my simnel cake, yes.
Oh, let's have a look at that. Oh, look at that.
With the marzipan
get
balls.
A picture, Ben. Oh, no, we'll
to
get
represent the apostles.
Okay, so my pumpkin pie didn't exactly go to plan.
Right. And talk us through. How did you make the pumpkin pie?
So you get the pie mix out the tin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you put it in with some coronation milk.
Coronation milk?
Yeah.
What the hell's coronation milk?
Is it?
You mean carnation? That's a brand.
Everyone's looking. Is it called
The brand is called Carnation.
Is it not Coronation?
No. I think I'd know.
Is it Coronation Chicken?
Coronation what?
Coronation Chicken that you haven't...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it
You haven't put Coronation Chicken in this, have you?
No, it's Carnation Milk. So anyway, you do that, and I put the mix in, and then I put too much in, and it went everywhere.
Right.
So it's spilled everywhere. So then it's only half. Okay, are you ready to have a look at these?
Yes. Lordy, Lord, Jordan.
You can hear Ben laughing. You can hear Ben laughing.
Oh. Can we just take a photograph of those, please?
Do you know, I was thinking about this recently because that was in April when it was red hot. And then in May, we didn't see anyone again because it just pissed down for the whole of May, didn't it? So, yeah, I was thinking about that the other day because we were all pretty squiffy after that, weren't we? I was on my way.
Yes, you were. But just before we say goodbye, we should also just point out that this is, God willing, going to be the last time that the three of us connect on a Zoom call to record.
Thank God. So that means we've done two series from home, haven't we? Next week, when we record, we're going to be in an actual studio together, which the radio and audio geek in me is very excited about. So it'll be proper good quality.
Yes, and your headphones will not need to connect to the Wi-Fi. Your microphone won't go floppy. Mikey won't be able to charge in on us halfway through to check if I've had a heart attack when I say, Wacky! Just did it once more. Just for good measure.
What are you bloody doing, you? I've told you in that podcast.
Here we go. Right.
Trying to have me out of sleep after work.
Oh, Jordan, your connection's
going. Bloody wacky
going.
Word of week.
Oh,
I'll come
no.
in there and whack you.
Oh, no. Just fade him out. Just fade him out.
You've been listening to some of our favourite weekend releases from Series 7 of Help I Sexted My Boss.
We return on Tuesday the 29th of June, so make sure you are subscribed and ready.
To hear brand new episodes, first subscribe to Help I Sexted My Boss on your usual podcast app and hit follow on Twitter and Instagram. We're at Sexted My Boss and we cannot wait for the new series next week.
Pour your G&Ds. We'll see you for Series 8 next week.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com